Good afternoon. I'm here at Gawler Pool on a very special anniversary. It's the 60th anniversary of the Gawler Pool, and we're interviewing some people who have fond memories of this pool going back many years. So today we're starting off with
Anne
and Helen. And I'll hand over to Anne so Anne can tell us about her involvement with Gawler Pool.
I've been involved with the pool here since 1963. I started teaching for the education department then. Then Helen over here was very involved with the swimming club. Her whole family was involved. She was very involved. Doug Lyons, who used to have the Kingsford Hotel, even in the middle of the night something went wrong with the pool, he would come down and fix it. Or if there's any money, he would always help out with that. And the swimming club actually ran this pool for about 7 years for the council. So with their volunteers like Helen, they couldn't have done it without them. But Helen taught swimming for me. For Helen, how long did you teach swimming with me?
Oh.
Forgotten?
I've got to that stage here.
I did it for 30 years. That was.
I did it, yeah, a little bit less than you.
Yeah. I did it for 30 years. I did term time as well as vacation.
Yeah.
And we used to not just teach here, but we used to go everywhere, even right down to Two Wells, Roseworthy College, Salisbury Pool, Elizabeth Pool, over the caravan park at Everton Gardens, out to Two Wells at the pub, we used the pool there. So we used to travel around all over the place.
Hmm.
And before my name was McGonigal, it was Window. That was my married name. So a lot of people still say, hello, Mrs. Window. I say, no, it's Anne. But this is a beautiful pool here. And we taught here before any of this was heated. And years ago, we used to have seats all the way along the back there. Up on where the...
There was one, two, three. I'm not sure it was four, but it was definitely three.
Right
up high.
And we had...
Really good.
We had a diving water high one, which was quite dangerous, so they got rid of that. We did have a slippery tip.
Pardon?
We used to have a slippery slide, too, didn't we, down the pool? Didn't we have a slide?
Yeah, we did. We had it over there.
In the deep end. Where the big little pool is now, we had a little tiny pool over here.
No, it'd be about the same size, because when I came down...
No, it wasn't the same, Helen. It was much smaller. It was round,
it was
do you remember?
Fair enough.
And then we finally got the medium-sized pool. A lot of us did a lot of voluntary work here to try and get that medium-sized pool, but we got the money, but we don't know where the money went. Don't know. And the year Jean Lewis, who taught swimming with us, and she did a lot for the community as well, the pool was built a year after she died. You'd never believe it. But it's been you could never complain about this pool. It's absolutely fabulous to swim in. People say, oh, it's getting old, but it's always here. And the kids love it. The kids have a ball. I don't know what mum in years ago was to swim in the river here. And things like that. I wouldn't let my kids do it. Never I used to do it. I mean, all over the state, I used to swim in Port River. I used to swim in the Torrens. When we couldn't train at the Olympic pool in town, between where the Festival Theatre is now, that's where our pool was. And when we couldn't train there, we used to go down to the Weir and train between the Weir and the Milford Street Bridge. I wouldn't like to do it now. Or Gilberton, all over the place. But a lot of the kids around Gawler always use the rivers and that horrible Pat's pool. But I believe this was built through the guys coming back from the Second World War, like Doug Lyons and all of them, who were ex-prisoners of war. And when they came back, they wanted to have a pool for the community. And not only that, somebody gave them the land. Most of the work was done here was voluntary.
Yes. Mom husband used to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and clean all the filters for the water.
That's
he did that every morning.
Did everything like that. Yep. We all used to help each other down here.
Mm.
I mean, we never had buoyancy vests like they've got now, so we used to make our own so the kids could use them. All sorts of things like that. But, I mean, there has been some rat bags. We've come down here and we've seen beer bowls floating from one end to the other. And you know those big heavy chairs over there?
Yes.
I've seen them in the bottom of the pool and the rubbish. But it's been just the best thing Gawler ever did for the kids. And it's beautiful.
It is a beautiful pool.
and you couldn't wish for better. I mean, all the people that help here, and it's so well organised, and it's great.
Yes, it's always beautiful.
Has anybody tell us anything else you want to bring up? What about Bronwyn and all your kids at SWAM?
Oh, look, Bronwyn can do that. Yeah, Bronwyn was 6 when she won her first race in Adelaide. She was the first one, but it came in later. Yep.
You talked about seats on the other side. Was it a, when you said there was 4 of them? Is it was like a grandstand?
Yes,
4
yes,
tiers.
Yes.
Wow. So
yeah.
Really quite a large.
Which was good. You could get up on the top and you could see exactly what people were doing with their stroke. Yeah.
It was great. It really was, because it was an ideal spot to compete. But now they've got lots of shade crossing up there, which is great. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
But people don't realise how lucky we have got this pool here. The only thing I would like to say is I wish it was open all year.
That we what?
I wish it was open all year, because even in the winter, the water's not cold. It's only cold when you get out.
Yes.
I get it here at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I'll tell you another thing was different too. We all had to park along here.
That's right.
Before they put that car park
That's
in,
right.
didn't they?
Exactly. Yeah, we're very, very lucky we've got as good as we have. I think it's great. And anybody that complains, I don't know what they're talking about. I think we should be very grateful. Yes. I mean, I'm coming up 83 and I've been swimming. I swim every morning at 6. Slow, forget me. Haven't seen you down here for a while. But it's lovely to see so many young people getting involved. We've got some good coaches again now, and things are going well with the swimming club.
A question I'd like to know, is the canteen still voluntary or not?
No, they get paid to work there now. Like,
you're kidding me. I used to go home 11 o'clock in the night.
For nothing.
And then I'd have to take all the money to Dougie Lyons and take it into the hotel at 11 o'clock at night.
He won the best bosses I've ever had in my life.
He was good, yeah.
I used to work at the Kingston, and he was the most polite, nicest boss I've ever had in my life. But he was so good doing the things he did down here, and he was so involved, wasn't he, with money and everything. And, I mean, Derek's gone now. Derek used to swim with me every morning. I miss him.
Derek.
Sankey. Yep. Derek Sankey. And there's been lots of people around. Another person that was involved with our club who has since died was John Allen. John died just over 12 months ago. He died of cancer.
How old was he when he died, Dougie?
He would have been late 60s, I would say.
And talk a bit more about Doug being a returned prisoner of war and the others. What do you know about that?
I know he was in Changi.
Right.
And I can remember him telling us he had to pull his teeth out and put them back into the sockets. And when I worked at the Kingsford Hotel, he used to have all his mates come at night, all ex-army people, and half of those were in Changi with him. Ern Dawkins, Langy, what was Langy's other name? About 6 or 7 of them, and they were all either there with him. How he survived it, I don't know. I really don't know. He was a wonderful, wonderful person. He really was. And his kids, it's one of his sons down here, John Lyons. John Lyons is a lawyer, and his sister is a lawyer. And Liz, I think, still lives in Sydney.
Does she?
Yeah, I think so. It's a long time ago. But Roger McGuinness was our first coach here, wasn't he?
Yep.
Well, Roger and me, when I used to swim in Adelaide as a kid, we used to swim together. And I hadn't seen him for years, and I happened to be teaching down Elizabeth. And this guy came out and said, "Hello, Anne." I didn't recognise him at first. He said, "I'm Roger McGuinness." I said, "Gorgeous." And then he came up here and coached. The other person who was really famous here was Avis Krieg. She was Dale Krieg's mother. And Avis was captain of the swim team at the Olympics in 1956. And she used to live out at Two Wells. She wasn't very well, though. She had a kidney problem. I don't know where Dale is now. I think she's in the States somewhere. I don't know. But she was their manager for the Olympic team, 56 Olympics. And we're 56, would have been 62, I think, maybe. Can't remember. Long time ago. And I was swimming in the same era, Dawn Fraser and all them. Long time ago. long, long time ago.
And what about the Sankeys? What about the Sankeys? Were they a family?
Well, the whole Sankey family, right from Little Tackers. All you could see were the blong blong tubes going down the pool. They never changed, have they, Helen?
Pardon?
Sankeys have never changed.
No.
Never changed, no.
They were into diving.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, three metre dive.
Here. We had water polo. Al John and played water polo.
Yeah, yeah.
They had a lot of different things going here. It was great.
Yeah, my son Trevor, he also played the water polo.
That's right, he did too. Who else played water polo? Can you remember?
No, forgotten.
Long time ago.
So there was training each night, or was it each morning?
Morning and night.
Morning and night. What happened? Up until a few years ago, our club, when it closed at night, they would take the covers off, put the covers on and take the covers off and things like that. But not only that, the club used to do a lot down here. Always have, haven't they, Helen? We've had managers down here, but when we had the club running, it was really run very, very well, especially with Helen and them.
Which one?
When you were down here running the club with Doug.
Oh, yeah, Doug, yeah. Yeah.
So when did they play their water polo and their games?
Probably at night, I should say so.
And Sunday mornings.
Sunday mornings, that's right, yeah. They did a lot of things like that. But there's been lots of things go on here, you know, and I think it's a beautiful pool. We're lucky we've got it.
What about the Learn to Swim? How long has that been here in Gawler?
For as long as I can remember.
Oh, yeah, long time.
As long as I can remember. Right. I think not long after the pool opened, actually. It was called Back then.
Yep.
And Trevor Beltran was in charge of that. But he did it for years. But who was the guy that did it before? Is it Rundle or name like that?
Oh, he would have taken over from...
No, he took over from who?
He's in New South Wales.
Rundle.
No.
Russell.
I'll ask Bronwyn.
Bronwyn would remember.
Yeah. No, he was the best coach we ever had, be quite honest. Is that the one you're talking about?
What was his name again?
Ray Stevenson.
That's right.
Ray Stevenson.
But I haven't really started to help with the club until 95 because I had nothing to play besides that. So I'm still coaching two nights a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it keeps me out of mischief. I miss teaching, but I don't miss the politics.
So you're the coach now, are you?
Only for the young ones. I take all the young ones.
Who's doing the older ones?
That'd be Gavin. I can always forget Gavin's surname. It's dreadful. He is so organised for a young man.
It's great to see.
You know, he yells or screams at the kids, just makes them work hard. And we've got another lady who's helping us this year. Her name is Becky, and I don't know what Becky's other name is, but she's a teacher out at Two Wills. She's one of the best swimmers I've ever seen in my life. She can do every stroke.
Ask Bronwyn, she probably knows.
Bronwyn might know it, but she does triathlons and all sorts of things like that. And she's a swim for Western Australia, but she's one of the... There's not one stroke she can't do, and fast, wow. I mean, she's in her 50s now too, wasn't it? Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Absolutely incredible.
Don't forget to throw in that Trevor won the swim through Adelaide.
Oh, yeah, I forgot what Trevor did that.
Yeah, he did
the swim through Adelaide too. And I went the wrong way. My father standing on the bank yelling at me, I'm going across like this and we're going straight down.
The funny part, though, he played tennis in the morning.
Yeah.
And we picked him up in the car, and as we're going down, because we said, we'll be running late, well, he said, I'm going to stand alongside the winner this morning so I'm on telly. And he won the darn thing.
But his time was good, Helen. Can you remember what his time was?
Ah, he probably does.
When I did it, there was a pair of twins. Their last names were Zedenboom or something like that.
Yeah.
And the both of them come first and second.
Oh, real?
Yeah, it was great.
So describe where the swim was.
It was from the Weir down to the University Bridge.
You know, they dived off the... I couldn't even walk up the darn thing.
I know.
Now they dived off it, I don't know. Yeah.
But you know, the worst part was going under the bridges. I had gone under the bridges. It was not very nice.
Was it cold?
Yeah, of course it was cold. It's the river. It was the river, though, wasn't it?
That's the amazing thing about kids these days, to get taught to swim in a heated pool. What happens if they fall in a cold water area?
Yeah, exactly.
What happens? Mm-hmm. You know?
Farmers' dams and...
I mean, there is a disadvantage of having a cold water pool, but there is an advantage too, that way. And there's much else I can tell you, lovey.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you very much.
But
thank you both.
That was
wonderful. Yes.
Because she's much younger than me.
She was six when she started swimming.
Right.
She won her first race.
She's a wonderful swimmer. Mm. Yeah. Wonderful. All her kids were. Mm. All great swimmers. Mm. Weren't they, love?
Yeah, they did all the swim throughs and all the stuff.
Her boy
got
Down syndrome. From back view in the water, you'd never know there was anything wrong with that boy, and I tell you, he was one of the best swimmers you ever seen. He could still do tumble turns.
He still does it.
Still does.
Still swim. Yeah, and he still goes. I've got to brag about this one. We went with a whole group from our church, 24. Every month we went somewhere. And this time they decided to go to 10 pin bowling.
Nice.
That's right. So we took Kim because he was going back. And at any rate, I said he'd play in the leader. He was a very nice man, but he looked at me and sneaked up and he said, put him in the bumper lane. I said, no, he'll play. Well, my husband and I decided we wouldn't play, we'd just keep an eye on him. Well, he started off with 4 strikes in a row. At the end of the day, he was top scorer of 24 of them.
Fantastic.
We never went again, I tell you.
It was a credit to him.
Yes.
Yeah, no, he was swimming by the time he was 6.
Yeah.
Well, we'll finish it there. Thank you very much. That's been wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Good.